the sign of a master of communications. What stands out to me the most, though, was that he physically touched the untouchable. He physically touched the untouchable. Luke captures this better than any other of the gospel writers. That's because he's a physician. He dealt in human touch. He emphasized the all-important nonverbal language of physical touch. The scaly skin of a leper in Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Yeah, Jesus touched him because he was considered unclean. But Jesus touched him. The bodies of the diseased and sick in Luke chapter 6, 19. Jesus didn't put on rubber gloves and a mask, but he touched him. The casket of a dead boy in Luke 7, 14, which was a no-no. Don't touch anything dead. The body of a hemorrhaging woman in Luke 8, 44. The forgotten children of society, Luke 18, 15. The wounded ear of an enemy soldier, Luke 22, verse 51. Luke made it clear that Jesus used the nonverbal communication of human touch. And that is so, so important. I don't know about you, but that always stands out to me. A warm handshake, a pat on the back. You know, I'm not the huggy type. I only give out 12 hugs a year. You know that. And sometimes you like try to use my quota up by February. But I'm a handshake guy. I don't, is this right? Sometimes I hug some of you and I'll give you a hug. I'll say, there you go. This is for you. That kind of takes it away. But human touch is so, so important. When you shake somebody's hand, we'll be covering these things in future lessons. But when you slap that handshake on it and you maybe grab that other hand with it, that communicates something. When you tap somebody on the back or just put your hand on their shoulder, that communicates something. Sometimes we feel untouchable. Nobody wants to touch us. Jesus wanted to touch you because he wants you to know that he knows you're there. He touched the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, the mouth of the mute, the legs of the crippled, the hands of the maimed and the bodies of the infirm. He clearly utilized the power of human touch. The greatest example of that to me was when he washed the disciples' feet. Wow. It's like, wow, I don't want to touch any of your feet. Ever. Especially if you have feet that look like a hawk or something, But think about how nasty those feet were back then. I mean, these were like sandaled feet. Walking in sand and dirt. And you know those sandals are ripe. This was the act of a slave. They just give that job to the slave. Go wash his feet. Woo! But Jesus girded himself. John 13, 5 through 9, he poured water into the basin. He began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. That is so powerful. When he girded himself with this towel and he go wash their feet. I mean, it freaked Peter out. Okay, Peter and I mean, we're going to be sitting around some table in heaven saying, yeah, feet freak me out too. Peter said, you know, Lord, do you wash my feet? Are you like kidding? Jesus answered, well, what I do now, you do not realize, but you will hereafter. Peter said, well, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you can't be clean. And then Peter went the rest way. Well, wash my whole body. It was always an eccentric. But the mere fact, when I think of Jesus, if I would have been there, if I would have been there and Jesus would have touched my feet, that would have been so humbling to me. That here's the creator of the universe, and he's touching my feet. I don't even let my cat touch my feet. But Jesus is. There was somebody in the congregation, you know who you are, I won't put you on the spot, but there was somebody a few years back, had some problem, they were in a hospital, and there was another member of the congregation, and they were in incredible pain. And this other member, when I came in, this other member of the congregation, wasn't physically related or anything, family was there, and she was rubbing this